Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today, we're going to talk about people with communication and how that plays into their ability to respond to change. People with this talent still gravitate towards helping thoughts turn into action, no matter the size of the crisis or change. That's why they always need to speak out loud to make sense of their ideas as they speak and build off the feedback of other people. They need to use gripping and emotional stories to convey the core premise of their ideas and how much of an impact or powerful they can be to overcome chaos. They need to get others excited and riled up, to inspire them to act on the ideas and to make others feel heard and understood. They need to break down the problems in conversations, no matter if they're personal or professional, to iron out and solve any kinks in their lives. And crucial to change and chaos, they need to be honest about ideas, performance, feelings, coming from them or others, to course correct or double down if needed, and find that breakthrough that they're looking for. These are all ways to develop this talent, playing off its natural bias under changing circumstances. But what if these needs aren't met? They still need to find a way to leverage their natural talent and keep developing it on their way there. How? They can start by asking themselves these questions. Am I being a good communicator or just a good talker? Am I talking over people? Am I voicing ideas just to attract attention even when I have nothing in particular to offer? Am I rambling off in my stories, analogies, conversations, and debates? How can I make my language even more concise and digestible? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building these strong communities together.